Hi, God bless you. And thank you very, very much for tuning in. I am Dr. Deepak Bhattacharya and I am going to talk to you on marketing principles. Dear friends, this entire subject, we have got 15 chapters and we are going to do one by one all these chapters. Very simple, very, very simple, and you are too good. I know that. Let's start off with the first chapter on this, in this subject, I would say, which is marketing principle. And the first chapter is talking about nature and scope of marketing. Dear friends, we need to understand that what is marketing? We need to understand why do we do marketing? We need to understand when do we do marketing? We need to understand where do we do marketing? We need to understand whom do you do marketing? Is it not? Dear friends, it's very exciting. Let me tell you, marketing is a very, very exciting subject and I'm sure you're going to like it. Dear friends, when we are going to talk about marketing, what we are going to do is, in the first few chapters, we are going to tell you about the basic concepts. And we are going to tell you that what are a few things which we should know before we get into advanced stages of marketing. In the first semester, obviously, we are not going to do a very advanced stage, but yet, first, the basics are clear. I'm sure everything else which follows on is going to be very, very clear. Am I right? Okay, with that, let me start off with the first chapter and wish you best of luck. And I'm sure that you're going to come out with flying colors in your exam and then finally get the certificate or the degree which you were looking at. Best of luck, God bless you, and I love you. Come on, let us start out with what is the nature of scope of marketing and what are we going to learn in this chapter. What are the learning objectives? Number one, we have to understand what is a market. We have to understand what is marketing, and we will also understand why do we study marketing. So we will be looking at these three basic learning objectives in this chapter. When we talk about the market, we need to understand what is the meaning, concept, and basics of a market. We need to understand what are the different types of markets that we have. When we talk about marketing, we will understand the meaning of marketing. We will understand the definitions of marketing. We will understand the importance and scope of marketing. So we are going to talk one by one on all these subtopics. And finally, to end this chapter, we'll understand why do we study marketing, the approaches to marketing, what is the marketing process, what is the, how the evolution of marketing concepts happen, what is social marketing concept, what is the difference between selling and marketing, what is the difference between traditional and modern marketing. We are going to talk about all these as we move ahead. So let's start off to understand the first one and what is a market. Dear friends, very, very simple. What is the market? Very simple, dear. You know, the word market comes from the Greek word marketas. And what does this mean? This means it's a place where business is conducted. Very simple. The word market means a place where business is conducted, which means a place where goods are traded, goods are bought, goods are sold. That's what is called as a market. And traditionally, if you look at, market refers to a physical location. You would have said, we talk about fruit market, we talk about jewelry market, we talk about share market. You know, what is happening is, it refers to a physical location where buyers and sellers gather together to exchange their goods generally. So when you go to a fruit market, you obviously go to buy fruit. So you give money, you buy the fruit. So basically, it traditionally refers to at a physical location. In a market, ownership and possessions of products are transferred from the seller, who is selling the product, to the buyer, and the money acts as a medium of exchange and a measure of value for which a customer is buying the product. What does this mean? When you go to buy any product from the market, I give an example, let's say a vegetable. So you go to the vegetable market, we say Sabji Mandi, right? We go to the vegetable market, and what do? We go there, we like something, let's say we like tomatoes, you know, we want to buy 1 kilo of tomato. What do? We buy there, we see what's the quality of the tomato, and then we ask him, dear, what's the price? So let's say he says 50 rupees a kg. Now you value yourself, ki 50 rupees mein ye tomato worth hai kya? If you feel ki nahi nahi, ye 50 rupees jaisa lagta nahi hai. 50 rupees le raha hai, lekin ye tomato ki wo quality nahi hai. What do you do? So you are measuring the value. What are you doing? You are measuring the value. Only when you feel that yes dear, 50 rupees mein ye tomato achhe lag rahe hain. Jab hame ye lagega, tab hum usko puchhenge, okay, I want to buy. Bhaiya, 1 kilo de dena. What do? He gives you the product, in this case the tomato, and you give him the money. So therefore, the ownership and possession of goods are transferred. Tomato was previously with the seller, now it's transferred to you, that's the buyer. And money was with you, you transferred it to the seller. So that's what we do in a market. Now, what is the concepts of market therefore? Very simple, it place concept, I just talked about a market is a convenient meeting place. A market is a place where the buyer and the seller come together. A market is a place where the seller wants to sell his product to the buyers who has his probable customer. And therefore, we would have gold market, you know. We have in Mumbai, we say Zaveri Bazaar, right? We have medicine market, we say Dawa Bazaar. All of you who are from Mumbai probably may be able to connect with what I'm saying. Dawa Bazaar. In your locality, you would have a vegetable market. You know, let's go to the Sabji Mandi. So what's a place? You know, there's a place concept. Second, concepts of market is also based on demand. So we call it demand concept. And today, we look at what is the demand for the product. So, markets could also be defined, or markets also mean a group of people having some unmet wants. Now, what do you mean by unmet wants? I need something, I want something, I demand something, I desire something, which is going to help me satisfy my need. For an example, if I am hungry and I want to eat. Now, suppose I want to eat at this point in time, I don't want to eat a heavy lunch, I just want a medu vada or I just want a dosa. What do? At that point in time, my need is my hunger and I need to satisfy my need. And till the time I do not satisfy my need or want, I say these are unmet wants. So what I'm going to do, I will look out for a restaurant, I will look out for ODP hotel and I would like to go there and probably ask. So therefore, demand, I will go there and demand that this is what I want to have. So market means a group of people having some unmet wants, they have the purchasing power and the will to spend their income. Ladies and gentlemen, let's understand this. I talked about two things here. Purchasing power and the will. What does this mean? I call ability and I call willingness. Dear friends, let us take an example. You and me both together, let's say you have 20 rupees in your pocket and I also have 20 rupees in my pocket. Now, we both want, I mean, I tell you that, come on, you know, let's me have a cup of tea, you see. And let's say the price of the tea, let's say here is 50 rupees. So you also have the ability to buy, you have 20 rupees and I also have the ability to buy, I have 20 rupees. But when we go, you may say, sir, I don't probably will want to have tea at this point in time, but I will come with you. So come on, sir, you have. And you come with me. So I demand for the tea. You don't. Tea comes, I eat, I pay the money. Dear friends, let us understand. Both of us had the ability to buy. You had 15 rupees, I had 15 rupees. But you did not have the willingness to buy. Are you with me? You did not have the willingness to buy. And therefore, whenever market have demands, whenever an individual has the ability and the willingness to buy, then only he will spend. Otherwise, he does not spend. Look at many situations where you had the ability to buy, but you did not buy the product because you had the money, but you didn't want. You're not willing. You're just not willing. So as a marketeer, we need to understand that my customer should have the ability and the willingness to buy my product. I'm going to talk about it as we move ahead in great length on this. But since I am just introducing the subject to you at this point in time, I am just wanting you to just understand basics. Now, dear friends, when I'm going to do that, some questions may be in your mind. Don't you worry. I promise you and I assure you, as we move ahead, these will be much, much clearer because I'm going to tell you various examples as we move ahead. So as of now, understand one was place concept, where the location was the keyword, and one is demand concept, where the demand for the product backed with the ability and the willingness to buy are the keywords. Then we go on to see area concept. Now what is area? Now, three kind of concepts. What is the area? A market develops in any area. It could be a small area. It could be a large area where two or more individuals have unmet wants and have products to meet the demand of those people. Have some means of communication to tell them that here I am and this is what I have to offer. It could be a telephone. It could be a correspondence. Today we have email, right? We could physically meet. So you see, when you have location, you could physically meet. So you have three kinds of concepts which we talk about. One, I talked about the place concept. Second, we called and we talked about the demand concept. And the third is the area concept. Okay, let's move ahead and I will be talking to you more about it as we move ahead. The next one in this is what is the features of the market. I said when we talk about the market, we are going to talk about what are the features of the market. Market refers to a particular place I just spoke to you. Market refers to any convenient place. It could be a geographical area, geographical region. It could be a state, Maharashtra state. It could be a nation. I want to sell it to India. I want to sell it to UAE. UAE, we say, you know, UAE, great market, let's say. Or we say, wow, US, a great market. Is it not? So that's what a nation, or we send it globally. We want to sell it all across the world. We are a global company. A great market is there in front of us. So we talk about market refers to a place. It could be small. It could be big. It could be a region. It could be a locality. It could be a town. It could be a state. It could be a nation. It could be the world. Dear friends, the requirements of a market are therefore understanding what is it that people need. Needs of the people, wants of the people, desires of the people, demand of the people. When I say people, what do I mean? I mean the consumer or the customer who are requiring and have unmet wants and wanting to fulfill those wants. Now here, many of us would have needs and wants, but some people may not have the ability to fulfill those needs and wants. Some people have the ability, but may not have the willingness to fulfill their unmet wants. So only when you have people who have both the things, I'm sure you're getting clear now, who have both the things will be people who are your target customers who will come to you, and therefore they will spend the money with you. So we have to understand that if we require a market, what are the requirements of the market? We have to find out, and we have to find out who are the customers. We have to find out how much money they are willing to spend with us. We have to find out, you know, what are the availability of goods and service that they need. And then only we'll be able to make the need. And that's what is marketing. And that's what we do in marketing. The next feature of the market could be the transaction. What is the transaction? I just told you, you bought tomatoes, you got it, tomato, and you paid him money. He gave the money. So the transaction. Now the transaction could be completed either personally or it could be completed through agents. We will talk in distribution in length about agents. Agents are the middlemen. Or it could today, if you look at, we have internet, right? What do? We order product on the internet, maybe on Amazon or a Flipkart. And what do? Product comes to you, you pay through either a credit card, debit card. Now we talk about various payment banks coming in and various different kinds of Paytm and things like that. Or you also pay through cash. Is it not? So what we do, the transactions can be completed in any way in the market. You have different options available to you to pay for the product or pay for the services that you are looking at. And therefore, in a free market system, interaction of forces of demand and supply determine the price. What do you mean? Your price is high. Maybe you've got a quality product, your demand of the product is high. Your price is low, maybe you may not have much demand for the product. So price is a determinant of demand and supply, and we have a chapter on pricing, and I'm going to talk to you in length on this particular parameter there. As of now, let's understand that it's an interaction of demand and supply. I'm again and again saying, I'm introducing that subject to you. So we are going to just talk about a little bit, and we will talk in length. Like pricing is a full chapter. Distribution is a full chapter. We are going to talk about it. Okay? Let's go ahead. Dear friends, another feature of the market could be the factors which affects the exchange process, like we said, are demand and supply. Demand is more, obviously price is high. Supply is more, price goes down. So it is affected by price. It's affected by the information in the market, the technology of the product, information with the seller, the buyer, the legal control and the regulations that a seller need to abide by when he is marketing the product or services. Why? So that we have a fair price structure. So market affects the factors which affects the exchange process between two individuals or two companies or two entities, I would put it in this way, could be demand and supply, price, market information, technology of the product, quality of the product, legal abidance, and legal compliance to whatever you are marketing and selling. That's the feature of the market. So these are a few features of the markets which we need to understand. So just to take a pause, we understood what is a market. We understood, therefore, what are features of market. Okay. We are still going on to understand a little more on features. If buyers' expectations are fulfilled, sellers will get repeat orders. Is it not? You bought a product because you wanted to fulfill your unmet wants. You are hungry. I give an example. You want to fulfill your unmet want. You go to the hotel, ask for an idli dosa or an idli sambar or a medu vada. Have that. Oh, very good. Very tasty, hygienic, fair price. What do? Your expectations are fulfilled. Wow, good restaurant. What do? You'll go back to the same restaurant again. You will get repeat order. But if you're dissatisfied, buyers will never go to the same product or service. What do? You'll go to your competitor. You will go to your rival brand. So whenever we talk about the market, we need to understand that buyers' expectations are something that a marketeers, one, need to understand, and two, need to understand that correctly, three, make a product or service that will help satisfy the unmet want of the buyer. If we are able to do that, that's the fourth one. If we are able to do that, customers are satisfied, customers' expectations are fulfilled, and they come back to you for another product, or for the same product, or for the same service. And they go on coming back to you again, again, and again, because you are going them to give customer service, you are giving them satisfaction, and satisfaction for customer or to the customer is a prime aim of a marketing company, or any company which is doing good marketing. So we have to understand that most of the organizations therefore think that we have to make profit, yes, because we are in business, so we want to make profits. But dear, what is important is that we want to make profit by giving and making our customers not satisfied alone, but to delight them. What do you mean by delight them? Giving something more than what they expect. See, if I give you what you're expecting, you're satisfied. You're happy. But I give you more than what you expected. What happens is you're delighted. You say, wow, that's thing. Yeah, maza aa raha hai, boss. You say, wow, you know. And with that, what will happen is you get delighted. So every organization, therefore, I say, should be customer centric. I will talk to you in the next chapter on this. As of now, we need to understand, we need to give good customer service, we need to make our customer not only satisfied but delighted, and that should be our focus, you know. We have to make profits, yes, but we wait to make profit by customer delight. That's what I say, you know. I'm sure you are understanding and you're with me. Quite exciting, dear friends. Now let's go to the next part. We talked about types of market. We will look at what are the different kinds of market. If you look at this particular slide, or you look at this slide, you will see there are various kinds of markets. What are the types of markets, you know? And what I'm going to do is, I'm going to tell you one by one in very short, crisp way, what are these. So let's look at what types of market are there. One, I've spoke about area. You remember? Location, selling area covered. I talked about it. Are you covering locally? Are you covering regionally? Are you covering nationally? Are you covering internationally? I've already talked about it, right? Selling area covered. What are the type of markets? I'm covering UAE market. I spoke about it. Second, markets the other type of market is what are the kind of commodities that you are trading. Is it cotton market? Cotton is a commodity. Tea market? Tea is a commodity. Bullion market? Share market? What are the kinds of commodities that you are trading? So that's a commodity traded markets. That's the second type. The third type are the nature of dealings. What do you mean by nature of dealings? Goods are bought and sold immediately. But in case of future market, actual buying and selling takes place in the future time as agreed by the buyer and the seller. So what is the nature of dealing? In share markets also you have these kinds. Whoever in probably dealing with shares probably will understand what I'm talking. Nature of dealings could also be that, you know, sometimes you go to buy a house. And what do? You probably say, you look at a builder, you're taking a house, you're buying a house from a flat from a builder. So what do you do? Nature of dealings, you know. But it's not sold immediately. If it's a ready position, you get in immediately. But if you know, abhi usne to niche plinth bhi nahi dala hai. And now he wants you the money. And then he says, main 3 saal baad aapko dunga. Aur 3 saal ka wo 6 saal laga de raha hai. That's a separate issue altogether. Let me not get into that. But nature of dealing could be future time. You will get it at a future time. Buying and selling pellets can take place at a future time as agreed by the buyer and the seller. The fourth kind is nature of goods sold. For an example, you have 2 kinds of goods. I'll talk to you about this in a chapter called as product. But now let me tell you, now as of now, you have 2 kinds of products: industrial products, consumer product. Consumer products are products which are used for direct consumption. You buy the product for your consumption. Industrial product is a product which is used in the industry to manufacture other products. So what are the nature of goods sold? Is a consumer good hai? Ya ye industrial good hai? Ye aapko samajhna hai. So nature of goods sold. Then we look at the next one. What are the functioning of the market? Now see, now we have, you might have heard this, yeah, organized market hai, organized sector hai, and unorganized sector hai. Regulated markets hai, like share market, if you look at this, is a regulated market, is you know, the government is taking care of that, everything is regulated and everything is in the right way. So you say these are organized market. Organized markets are those markets which obviously has or are using and processing information, systems, transactions in a very organized manner. Whereas an unorganized market, like a retail market, is an organized market. You have branded clothes which are sold, and you have an unorganized market where a normal tailor is stitching and probably using and selling. So there is no account of that. So what is this functioning of the market? How is the market functioning? Is it another type of markets? The next type is dominance of the parties. What does this mean? The market may be a seller's market, or it could be a buyer's market, depending on the demand and supply of the product or service. Now, if the demand is high, then obviously it will be a seller's market. My demand is high. My price is high. Aapko lena hai, lijiye. Ye toh mera price hai. Come on, you know. Seller market. What is a buyer market? Lot of competition. Price throat, cutthroat competition, like what is happening today. If you look at in the telecom market, you see, you after Reliance Jio entering, giving free everything. Imagine what is happening today. It has become a buyer's market because Jio is giving you free subscription. They had till 31st of December. Now they have moved till 31st of March. So today, you know, Vodafone, Airtel, you know, Telenor, and so many other companies are there. What are they doing? Oh, lot of competition. So everybody wants to sell. But it's a buyer market, you know. You decide what you want to do, you see. You say, oh, Jio free de raha hai. Chalo, I see some people using two mobiles. I say, what are you doing? He said, this one is my old number I'm using for calling. And the other one is a number which I'm using only for data, sir. Meriga, why? This also has got a data. No, no, 4G data. I'm using free, so I'm getting that. So I'm no longer, you know, subscribing to my old number on the data of 3G that I was using. But I'm using my calls for this number, and I'm using the other number for my 4G consumption, you know. I said, see, when they are going to charge, what will you do? I asked him, what he will do? He said, "Woh tab dekhenge, sir. I will see. Maybe I will not keep." It's a buyer's market. You know, buyer is deciding what is it that they want to buy, when they will buy. That's called as a buyer's market. Seller position. What is the seller position here? Difficult, you know. Primary market, secondary market. This could also another classification of markets. Primary market. Let me give an example of agriculture. Yeah. I've given you some product example. Let me give some agricultural example. Seller's position, primary market where farmers sell the produce to the trader. Maine aapko de diya aur aap jaake aage bech rahe hain. Secondary market where the buyer and selling takes place between traders only. So one is a primary market, another is a secondary market. So these are different types of markets which we should know of, which I just talked to you. I'm sure you're understanding and you're enjoying and you're with me. Dear friends, with that we go to the next one, which is classification of goods. What are classification? Three types of classification in this I'm talking about. One is called as a manufactured goods. What is manufactured goods? It may be a consumer goods needed for use or consumption by a consumer, as I've already said, B2C transaction, business to consumer, or it could be an industrial goods which are manufactured by a company to sell or to other industry to use it. For an example, which could be used in a process of production. For an example, I am a company manufacturing, let's say, compressor. And you are a company manufacturing refrigerators or air conditioners. Now, my finished product, which is a compressor, could be a component for you, a raw material for you. because you take my compressor and you put it in your refrigerator, and then a finished product is made and you are selling a refrigerator. So an industrial product is a product which is used to manufacture other products needed for use of the producer in the process of production. So you manufacture industrial goods, you manufacture consumer goods. What is agricultural goods? I think the second, everybody is knowing. It may be in the form of raw material for industry. We have cotton, we buy. See, I have a company, we manufacture healthcare dressings. Okay? We manufacture healthcare dressings and we use a lot of yarns and cotton, as well as because we make pads, ganji pads, we make bandages, we make rolls, we make ICU gauze and different kinds of things. Now what are we doing? So we are buying, you know, cotton market is in the south in India. So we buy from Rajapalayam. Rajapalayam is a city there where there's a lot of these there. So we buy from there. So it could be, you know, it may be in the form of raw material. So the cotton is my raw material. So I have to use there, right? So therefore, we need to understand that it is a form of raw material for industry or consumer goods for immediate consumption. Or what you do? You buy a tomato, agricultural good, and you use it for your khana. So you buy it for your consumption. The third kind of classification which comes to my mind is not natural raw material. These are free gifts of nature and they are the raw materials of industry, such as iron ore as an example, aluminium for an example, right? Which are naturally available. Bauxite for an example. So industry requires some raw material which are freely available in the nature. So we call it natural raw material.